We're going to finish the 28th chapter of Exodus in this message. I want to go back and I want to read some of the things to you in this chapter before we go on any further with the Hebrew reading and research. I'm going to go back and just read everything that's happened in this chapter. We're going to read it from the New American Standard Bible. And it's always good to read the Word of God, isn't it? You can see here with the little chart in front of you that I have in front of me here of the tabernacle and the priest. Now we're talking about the garments of the priest, and when the priests were clothed, they were clothed in the absolute substitutionary death of Christ. All of this represented Him. His glory, His heavenly origin, His righteousness, His purity, His divinity, His humanity, all of that is in these garments. They're clothed in redemption. They're clothed in the redemptive work of Christ. And we're going to go where the priests are ordained and consecrated for their work. And today, we are the priests that do God's work in the world today. So let's go back and just read this. Then bring near to yourself Aaron, your brother, and his sons, and with them from the sons of Israel to minister priest to me. Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and Eleazar, Ithamar, Aaron's sons, and you shall make holy garments for them, for Aaron, for your brother, and for the glory, and for beauty. And you shall speak to all the skillfully, actually inspired workmen, craftsmen, whom I have endowed with the spirit of wisdom, and that they make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister as a priest to me. And these are the garments which they shall make: the breastpiece of and the ephod, and the robe, a tunic of checkered work, and that's woven work, and a turban, and a sash, and they shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, and for his sons, and they may minister as priests to me. Now today, we're clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and we're clothed, where our feet are shod, we have the helmet of salvation, etc., from Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Now here, every one of these garments typified the redemptive work of Christ. And they shall make the gold and the blue and the purple and the scarlet material of fine linen. Each one of these talks about the origin of Christ, His deity, His heavenly abode, His righteousness, His divinity, His humanity, and a fine linen. And they shall make the ephod of gold and blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen, and the work of a skillful workman, inspired workman actually. And you shall have two shoulder pieces joined at two ends, and they may be joined. And the skillfully woven band which is on it shall be like its workmanship, of the same material of gold and blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen. And you shall take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel, and six of their names on one stone, and the names of the remaining six on the other stone according to their birth. And as a jeweler engraves a signet, you shall engrave the two stones according to the names of the sons of Israel, and you shall set them in the filigree of settings of gold. Now, remember, this onyx here is what? Carnelian. It's flesh-colored. It's not the black onyx. And you shall put the two stones on the shoulder piece of the ephod, the stones for a memorial for the sons of Israel, and Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord on his two shoulders for a memorial. And Jesus Christ bears all of our names on himself. He will have the marks of the crucifixion still on him, as far as I can tell, for all eternity. Because he died for us. And you shall make filigree settings of gold, and two chains of pure gold shall make the twisted cord and work, and you shall put it the corded chains on filigree settings. And of course, now the gold is divinity. He's divine. And you shall make a breastplate of judgment, the work of a skillful workman, like the work of the ephod, and you shall make it of gold and blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen. You shall make it. Now, a breastplate of judgment. The judgment of our sins were upon Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary and out there in that garden the night before. And it shall be square and folded double, span in length and span in width, four rows of stones, basically. And you shall mount on it four rows of stones. The first row shall be a row of ruby, topaz, and emerald. And the second row, turquoise and sapphire and diamond. And the third row, jacinth and agate and amethyst. And the first row, beryl and onyx and jasper. And they shall be set in gold settings. And the stones shall be according to the names of the sons of Israel. 12 according to the names. They shall be like the engravings of a seal, each according to his name for the 12 tribes. And you shall make on the breastplate chains of twisted cordage worked with gold. And you shall make on the breastplate two rings of gold, and shall put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And you shall put the two cords of gold on the two rings at the ends of the breastwork. And you shall put the two other ends of the two cords on the two filigree settings, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod. You can look at all of this down here in the picture of the high priest. And you shall take two rings of gold, and shall place them on two ends of the breastpiece, and at the edge of it toward the inner side of the ephod. And you shall make two rings of gold, and put them on the bottom of the two shoulder pieces of the ephod, on the front of it close to the pieces where it is joined above the skillful woven band of the ephod. They shall bind the breastpiece by its rings to the rings of the ephod with blue cord. Blue, again, heaven. And may be skillfully woven the band of the ephod and the breastpiece and not come loose from the ephod. And Aaron shall carry the names of the sons of Israel in his breastpiece, and judgment over his heart. The heart is our seat of affections, isn't it? Jesus carries our names. God said that he wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation, before he ever created anything. When he enters the holy place for memorial before the Lord continually, and you shall put in the breastpiece of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be over Aaron's heart. And when he goes in before the Lord, Aaron shall carry the judgment of the sons of Israel over his heart and before the Lord continually. And he shall make the robe of the ephod all of blue. There shall be an opening at the top in the middle of it, and its opening shall be a binding of woven work, as it were the opening of a coat of mail, that it may not be torn. Women, when you make blouses and things like that, you usually have a hem around the edges. That's what it's talking about. You shall make on its hem pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet materials all around its hem, and bells of gold between them all around, and a golden bell and pomegranate, and a golden bell and a pomegranate all around the hem of the robe. These are the ones that are going to tinkle, that are going to ring as he walks. And it shall be on Aaron when he ministers, and his tinkling may be heard, and when he enters and leaves the holy place before the Lord, that he may not die. And you shall make a plate of pure gold, and shall engrave it like the engravings of a seal, holy to the Lord, holiness to the Lord. And you shall fasten it on a blue cord, and it shall be on the turban, and it shall be at the front of the turban. and that shall be on Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall take away the iniquity. Remember what we looked at this word, along. The impurity, the iniquity of the holy things with which the sons of Israel consecrate with regard to all the holy gifts. And it shall always be on his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. And you shall weave the tunic of checkered work of fine linen, and shall make a turban of fine linen, and you shall make a sash the work of a weaver. And for Aaron's sons you shall make tunics, and you shall also make sashes for them, and you shall make caps for them for glory and for beauty. And you shall put them on Aaron, your brother, and on his sons with him. And you shall anoint them, ordain them, and consecrate them, that they may serve me as priests. This goes back to us today. We have ministers. I was ordained. I was called to preach by God. I was licensed to preach by the church that I was a member of, and I was ordained by that church as their pastor later. Ordination means a lot. They ask me a lot of questions. You can look at it on the websites, even on YouTube. There is a not on YouTube, because it's on audio only. You have to go to discovertheword.com or sermonaudio.com/DTW, but you can listen to my ordination when I was ordained a long time ago. A long time ago. They asked me questions to make sure I was sound in the faith. And then after that, talking about consecrating, anointing them, all of the elders, and many of those elders were people that I love so much. They came around and they laid hands on me. They put their hands on me and they whispered in my ear and told me that their prayers were with me during my ministry. And when they did that, when I went through all of this, it seemed like there was a consecration, a empowerment that I just cannot explain to you. Nearly every one of those men that laid hands on me are dead today. But I remember that moment. And I've laid hands on others. And I've passed on to them that consecration, that anointing of God, that only those that are ordained can even understand. I've had so many people that did not want to be ordained. They were preachers. One very close to me that I've known for a long time. He, as far as I know, he's not ordained. He's pastoring a church today. That doesn't know what he's missing. That's all I can say. Because it's something. Be ordained and consecrated and anointed. And you shall make for them linen breeches, pants to cover their bare flesh. And they shall reach to the loins, even to the thighs. And they shall be on Aaron and on his sons, and they shall enter into the tent of meeting, or when they approach the altar to minister in the holy place, so that they might not incur guilt and die. It shall be a statute forever to him and to his descendants after him. Now let's go back and read these last few verses from the Hebrew, starting with verse number 40. We live ne Aharon ta'aseh ku tonat we asitha lehem avonitim yumigba oth ta'aseh lehem likavod yuli the toret. We live nay. And four sons of Aaron, Aharon. The sons of Aaron. A son means what? According to a pattern, page 120. And an Aaron means light. And ta'aseh, and you shall keep on making, second person masculine singular, tau imperfect. That's from Asaw. You shall make all making kutonot, tunics. Tunics is almost the same word, kutonot. We asitha, and you shall have made, second person masculine singular, tau while consecutive perfect, it's done. You shall have made for them. And for them, that word lehem there, that's a preposition with a suffix. And it's in the dative case, and it is from lemet, and the hem on the back of it is third person masculine plural. And then avanatim, girdles. Girdles. Girls, you're not the only one to wear girdles, and hardly any woman wears girdles anymore. But this is girdles. This is girdles. And I know you don't miss wearing girdles, women. Yumig ba'oth. And from bonnets, headgear, that's turbans, and that's page 149 now. And of course it's got a U on the front of that. That's a conjunction, page 253. And then ta'aseh. And you shall keep on making, second person masculine, singular, cal, imperfect, and that's from Asaw again, page 793 and 889, for them, and again we've got a preposition with a suffix. Preposition with a suffix. Third person masculine plural. Lekavod. Lekavod. For glory. For glory. Kavod, that's glory. When you go to church, we ought to glorify God. Shouldn't we? When we speak for Him, we ought to glorify Him, not ourselves, but for Him. We glorify Him because we are nothing without Him. Nothing. For glory, yuli thi faret. And for beauty, just look outside and see how God clothed the skies. My friend Alex came up here a few months ago, actually in September when I was poisoned with that propane. He came up here and put up a scope outside, a big telescope to view the stars. And he told me about the stars. We looked at stars and galaxies out there. And God clothed the whole universe with beauty. And God's Son is beautiful. To kiss His feet, or to kiss beautiful feet as we kneel at His feet. 28 and verse 41 now. We hill bashta. Otham et aharon ashika. We et bano ito yumashati. Otham yumelitha. Et yadam we kid dashta otham we kidan no kedanu and then li we hilabashti and you shall have clothed you shall wrapped up second person masculine senior hifel wow consecutive perfect page 527 and 519. Otham, them. And here we have a preposition with a suffix also, and the suffix is third person masculine plural. And then et, just the sign of the direct object again, the preposition. Aharon. Achika. Achika is your brother. We et, and his bano. His sons, according to a pattern, remember, page 120. And then ito, here we have another preposition with a suffix, with him. And this is instrumental, singular masculine. Yuma Shashti, Yuma Shashti. And you shall have anointed. Here we have the word Hama, Hamashiach. In that word, 602 and 643, second person masculine singular cow vowel consecutive perfect. You shall have anointed him, oiled him up. Them, otham. Again, we have assigned a direct object with a suffix, them, third person masculine plural. You melitha, and you shall have filled. That's from melee there. The U on the front of that is a conjunction, and melee, and then that we have the conjugation of that verb there. Second person masculine singular PLY consecutive perfect. You shall have filled et yadam. You shall have filled them. Before I was ordained, there was something that I lacked after I was ordained. There was something that I lacked before. And after that, it just seemed like I had the key to the Word of God. And Wikadashti, and you shall have consecrated, made separate. And here we have the word kadash in there. That means holy. You shall have made them holy. They become holy vessels. Second person, masculine, singular, PL, while consecutive, perfect. Page 872, kadash, and page 1073 in Kohler and Baumgartner. Otham, them. Again, the sign of a direct object with a suffix, which is third person, masculine, plural. We can... Hanu, and they shall have acted as priest. They shall have acted as priest for me. Third person, construct, plural, PL, while consecutive, perfect. That's the word Kohan there. Kohan. The name Kohan among the Jewish people today is the name for priest.
Kohen
is the name for priest.
Oh.
And that's the root of this word here. And they shall have acted as priest for us. For us, Lee. Third person construct, plural, PL, while consecutive, perfect, from Kohen. Page 464, Brown, Driver, and Briggs, and 461, Kohler and Baumgartner. Verse number 42. We say lehem miknesei ba'ad likosos basar iro min metinayim Wiad, Yeri Kamim, and in Yifya. We all say, and make, masculine singular, cal imperative. This is a command, imperative. And make, and the word comes from Asa again, 793, for them, a little preposition, lamet there, with a third person masculine plural suffix on it. Miknese. That means breeches or pants, underpants. I remember, Marilyn, I think you remember telling me you were making your underpants when you were really young during World War II. You made your underpants and you couldn't get any buttons. And so the buttons you had to get were made out of milk.
Yeah.
This is breeches right here. This is your underpants right here. Now, just in case you missed that, buttons in World War II, they hardly had any buttons at all, any plastic or anything for the buttons, because everything was going to the war effort. And so they took milk and concentrated it and made these buttons. And I think, if I remember right, you had to take the buttons off of your pants before you washed them and then put them back on.
remember.
Yeah, okay. Because they would dissolve in hot water, so to speak. We got it so easy today, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Now we got elastic. Mikanes, and briefs and breeches, and white linen, ba'ad. Likasos, to cover. That's PL, infinity construct, and that's the word kasah, to cover. The flesh, basar, flesh, page 142. And Eroah, their nakedness. That is, the word nakedness in some ways means sin. They could not walk up to an altar because God didn't want to see their nakedness. And their robes had to go down low enough to cover their feet.
Yeah.
The nakedness of their feet. Eroah. And then Mema Tenayim. Their loins, 608. That's their area here, like around your waist and below. Weod. And unto. Here we have a little conjunction. And on the front of that, we, page 253, and unto odd. That's a preposition also, as far as. And it even can be looked up as a preposition of force or like an adverb. Yarikayim, your thighs. And yigah, and they shall keep on becoming. Second person masculine plural, kal imperfect. They shall keep on becoming. They shall keep on covering the nakedness. And verse number 28 and verse number 43 now. And that's a long verse, by the way. 43 is. We hayu, all aharon, we all, banal, benom, el, ohel, moed, o. Vig Gish Tom El Ha Migbeach Lish Hareth Bagadesh Wilo Yisu Awon Wa Anathu, that is Shuga Ath Olam Lo. You, Lazaro, Aharon. We have you. And they shall have become. That word comes from Hayah again, third person. Construct plural. Cal, while consecutive, perfect. All, the little preposition. Upon. Like the Greek preposition epi, page 153 and 4, and this is page 752. Upon Aaron. And upon, and we have the we all there, we have a conjunction, and then we have a preposition again. His sons, benal, sons of him. That's a genitive case. Genitive plural. Benom. To go. To go, they come, to go and to come. Cal infinitive construct, suffix third person masculine plural. Into the tent, into the ohel, el, preposition, page 39, into the tent, page 14, the ohel. And then moed, the tent of meeting. This word moed would be in the Greek synagogue. The place of gathering together, a meeting place, assembling place, the synagogue, page 418. And then O, that's or, big gish tom, to approach or to draw near them. That's cal infinitive construct, suffix third person masculine plural. And then we have a little preposition unto there, a little adverb here. Unto, adverb, prepositional adverb, you might call it. Ha migbiach, the altar of slaughter. The altar is the place of slaughter, the place of cutting to pieces, the slaughter. Ha migbiach, the place of slaughter, sacrifice. Page 476, Davidson. Page 256, Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Zavah, Zavah. Lish Haretz, to minister, to serve, PL infinitive construct, page 1058 and 1661. Ba Gagadesh, the sanctuary, the holy place. Ba, preposition, page 88, and in the Kadesh, the holy place. We lo, and not. We, conjunction, not. Adverb of negation. Yisu, that little word there, Yisu, that's like shorthand. And not so they shall keep on caring. Keep on caring. This is third person masculine plural. Imperfect, cal imperfect, from Nisa, 669 and 724. Keep on caring. Iniquity, awan. This is the word here, awan. This is the word where they became evil. Mankind was created pure, but they became evil. The serpent, Nahash, was created pure and innocent, but he became awan, evil. Iniquity, page 731. We are mathu, and they shall have died. Third person, construct, plural, cal, well, consecutive, perfect. That comes from Mioth, page 559 and page 562. Chukaoth. And that's something prescribed there. A statute. A law. Page 350. Olam. And that means something of long duration. Page 762. Forever. Unending. Never ending. To him, lo. That preposition with a suffix. That suffix is third person masculine singular. You lis zero, and to his seed, zera is the root of that. Page 500 and page 282. We have a conjunction, we have a preposition, and we have the word zera in this, or seed. And the conjunction 253, preposition 515. That's a lament. And then 282, Zera. And to his seed, Aharon, after him. Also known after him. Quite a story. Clothed in the redemptive work of Christ, and the priests are consecrated and ordained to their work. And Father, I send this message out to those all over the world, that it might uplift them, that might instruct them, that they might learn from you, and they might be the kind of priest for you that you want them to be. And Father, I pray for all those sick among us, and that you heal them and guide us as we serve you. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.